upon and based upon the intent and language of the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. All of those documents were written in a context and meant to protect your individual rights as human beings and Americans. So with that, folks, when you go to our website, folks, start there. Okay. First of all, I want you to see and understand this is you. Every one of you watching this presentation is a modern-day Paul Revere, like you see on the screen right here. Okay. What you have to do is to get on the horse of Freedom Law School. Okay. The powerful horse of Freedom Law School to get on. But you got to use Freedom Law School. You have to direct Freedom Law School to go to Americans that you know, to American families that you know. And you spread the truth to them. Help them by arming them with the law that is on our side. And folks, when other Americans get involved, as you see here, because if you are out there spreading the truth, now we can protect and restore our families and have America have come back to its greatness it used to have, and we can have it again. So with that, let's go now to more specifics of how this modern Paul Revere program, Freedom Opportunity Plan, actually works for you, my friend, okay? So basically, folks, you can get paid up to 50% referral rewards in cash, folks. Yes, 50% when you refer other people to Freedom Law School. When you talk to others, folks, about Freedom Law School, yes, that opportunity is there for you, okay? Use the opportunity to share your love for the truth about tax laws and freedom from U.S. income taxes with your fellow Americans and get paid. By the way, I'm going to talk about in this with our Restore Freedom Plan. But the fact is, the same thing will apply to Employee Freedom Plan, and we're going to have upcoming Corporate Freedom Plan. Yes, even corporations, which are not based in D.C. or organized under D.C. laws, do not have to file income tax. Gun tax laws are D.C.-based laws. Estate tax, even gambling, wager taxes, like Nevada, Las Vegas, they're all applied to D.C. So we'll have, appropriately when the time is right, a few packages and petitions to Congress about those taxes, and you're going to get paid for those, for telling others about it. But for right now, the focus is on individual and payroll income taxes. So let's continue, folks. So the fact is, folks, that once you have opened their eyes of people around you, you can provide them with real solutions by introducing them to Freedom Law School and our Restore Freedom Plan. Okay? Folks, as you know, the Restore Freedom Plan is essentially where everybody gets to save money. Everybody. We stop the income tax and oftentimes the payroll taxes, the so-called Social Security taxes. And the money that's left over, it's your money. You should keep most of it. Generally, we want you to keep 70%, okay, and 30% of it goes to the Restore Freedom Plan to protect you and all the members from IRS's criminal attacks. Right, all responses that are necessary to the IRS letter situations, to employers, third parties, IRS, tax court, whatever, will be prepared, emailed to you to print, sign, and mail out per our directions. Attorneys aren't necessarily needed. CPAs, usually they're not. We'll pay for them completely, right? And now with this funds, we can do freedom lawsuits. We need to do support freedom news platforms to tell the truth, the corrupt major media we have in America, as well as electing people in office who represent the American people to restore government of by and for the American people, right? So here we go. Let's continue. As a Restore Freedom Plan member, you'll receive a referral reward of up to 50% of the first year of membership contribution for each person you liberate from the matrix of lies by signing them up for the Restore Freedom Plan. Yep, 50% referral reward, folks. I want to reward you folks for opening your mouth, telling your friends, family members, hand them out our brochure. Give me a brochure, guys, please, of us. Hand them out our brochure, folks. Text your friends. Email them on social media, whatever you are. Tell them about Freedom Law School. We'll mail you our brochure, Restore Freedom, Drain the DC Swamp. The seven steps are right here in this brochure, folks. We'll mail as many of these as you want, at no charge to you, okay? And you pass them out to your friends, family members, doctors, dentist offices, lobbies, mechanic shop, wherever you are, there, right? Hand them out in front of supermarkets. Yes, and the back of this, all seven steps are here, by the way. There's a space here, okay? You put here your name and phone number, okay? So that when they call us that, hey, someone gave you a brochure, we'll be sure to keep track of that and make sure we pay you a thank you, giving you a referral reward for telling other people about us, okay? So now, you get paid in cash or cryptocurrency. Of course, it's all tax-free, right? There's nothing we do has anything to do with citizen or resident of D.C. or federal workers, right, or contractors. With no IRS form, W-2 or 1099, or any other incorrect SNS reports sent to the IRS. Now, some of you may not have joined the Freedom Opportunity Plan yet. If so, you can still get paid, folks, okay? So even before you become a Restore Freedom Plan member, you can receive a 25% referral credit toward your own Restore Freedom Plan membership. Yep. And due to the Restore Freedom Plan pricing, by signing up a single friend or family member or anybody you come across, you could earn thousands of dollars, millions, folks, by helping them save much more income taxes. Yes, it may be sometimes in millions of dollars. Okay? Now, if you are on a payment plan with Freedom Law School, once your referral credits have been fully paid off, your Restore Freedom Plan membership, you can use the remaining credit toward your next annual renewal contribution or receive all future referral rewards, cash, or crypto. Okay? But remember, you want to join right away, instead of being at 25%, be at 50%, folks. More plan. That's where you want to be. If you're not paying in full for your membership, that's okay. We let you put an amount down that you can afford and make payment plans to pay off your membership. Meanwhile, you can pay off your membership by the referral rewards that you get from referring other people to the Restore Freedom Plan. Isn't that a great way to go, folks? Yeah. It doesn't cost you anything. You're saving always. Saving on income taxes you never legally owe in the first place based on U.S. government's official legal websites, right? Then by referring other people to help. Look, you follow the law as published on U.S. government's official legal websites and spread the word around a congressman. Tell them to do something about this. Crooks in the government, they must oversee. And at the same time, folks, we all become one prosperous, happy, free family. Stay positive, folks. Here it comes. Let me give you guys some examples, okay? Hey, you refer a friend who is single and employee earning $40,000 last year, okay? Folks, this is, for example, for low-income people. This is the McDonald's, Walmart workers, okay? I don't want to hear anybody say they can't afford to join the program. You can. Even Walmart and McDonald's workers can afford that because we lower the price so much that everybody can be in. Everybody can win, okay? So you got low-income friends, no problem. Love them, okay? Educate them. Reach out to them. Your friend has no dependents, so his initial restoration free plan contribution rate is $2,000. That's it, just $2,000. And if they can't afford the $2,000, we're going to push $500 or $1,000 down payments. That's it. And you can pay the rest in payments or by referring other people's and let their membership reward pay off even that $2,000 or whatever your balance is on your membership. So your Freedom Opportunity Plan referral reward is $1,000, which we send you in cash. Yeah. Folks, I'm not talking about $5 or $50, you know, $100 commissions. No, that's the minimum, smallest reward is going to be for your referral rewards, $1,000. It gets bigger after this. Look, okay? Here, example B. You refer your employer who is married and self-employed earning $108,000 last year. Your employer and her husband have two children, age 6 and 12. So the Restore Freedom Plan contribution rate is $8,000. Your Freedom Opportunity Plan referral reward is $4,000. Now, let's say that you have a remaining balance on your Restore Freedom Plan of $1,000. After applying $1,000 to pay off your balance, we will send $3,000 to you, Josh. Like I said, folks, you can pay off the balance of your membership by referring other people, loving them. Tell them the truth, folks. Remember, it's a famous thing. The Bible also repeats it. My people suffer for lack of knowledge. Yep, people suffer due to ignorance. They don't know the truth. They've been deceived. And you see, the answer is seek the truth, and truth shall set you free. But the key is people need to seek the truth. But you see, they don't know where the truth is until you bring it to their attention. Often they don't know. Give them a chance. Reach out. Love them. Even if they're afraid, roll their eyes, call you conspiracy theorists, tell you, oh, you're going to get arrested, go to prison, your bank account emptied, your family will be ruined. Folks, you can't let people's negativity and fear get you down. You got to be the source of love. You got to be a source of confidence. How do you become fearless? By love. By loving people. Know you're doing the right thing, and love creates. Fear just keeps you all locked up and frozen, right? So be patient with them. Approach them different time, different ways. They'll come around sooner or later, okay? So in this case, this person paid off the balance of their membership and got cash as well. Here's another example. C. You refer your uncle who is a widower and grown children. His only income last year was from selling an investment property for $1 million. His Restore Freedom Plan contribution rate is $50,000. And in this case, folks, your Freedom Opportunity Plan referral reward is $25,000, which we agreed to send you in cryptocurrency. You like cryptocurrency? We have crypto? No problem, folks. We do cash or crypto. I might do gold sometimes too, okay? Private means of payments, okay? So, and that's, see, they're bigger ones, folks. There are people calling for and lost the for information that are making millions or tens of millions or even hundreds of millions per year. They're inquiring about the Restore Freedom Plan. A few good folks may know some of those people. Believe me, Those people didn't get there by being stupid, but they don't know about this. So, you know, don't be afraid to talk to your relatives, family members, okay, coworkers that make high income folks, okay, and you low income. Don't be afraid. Just go reach out. It's going to be happy win-win deal, okay? We had one of our students refer somebody else, gave one of his friends. His membership was $140,000. And the friend referred him, got paid $70,000. And now they're even better friends. So thank you for telling me the truth. It's a one-year, one-time thing. Total win-win thing. So remember, folks, this opportunity is for you to win and for America to win all at the same time. Bottom line is, folks, let me remind you, the Restore Freedom Plan, you need to go out there on Freedom Law School, horse, spread the truth. Have the American people come out, get involved, empower them with the law, and we can restore America, American families, folks, to greatness, freedom, and prosperity. Was intended to be this great land of opportunity the founding fathers brought to us. Thank you. I hope to meet every one of you someday very soon in person. Okay. Now I'm going to go to your questions, folks. All right. Let's put the call number on the screen. All right, folks. If you have a question, the number to call is 657-383-1755. Then on your telephone keypad, you push 1. That will let you know you have a question. Push 1 on your telephone keypad. The number again is 657-383-1755. By the way, folks, if you want these brochures to pass out to people, the Restore Freedom Plan, Drain the DC Swamp, is beautiful color, attractive brochures, folks, okay? Just call us, Freedom Law School, 813-444-4800. Mail them out to you as many as you want to pass them out to others, okay? We have two people with questions right now. The first one is from area code 484. We have another one from area code 727. And the last one from area code 516. I'll take your questions one at a time. So the first call from area code 484. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and your question, please.
Armandino and from Stu Peters.
Armandino, from a great Stu Peters show. Good. I'm glad you called, my friend. So glad you heard of us and called in. You send me some material, questions, answer for you. All of you can send me up to 10 pages of documents, folks. And I will answer for you at no charge every Freedom Hour, every Thursday night. So, Armandino, I haven't had a chance to go through this closely. Let me do a quick review of what you got here. First of all, what you have is IRS is proposing changes to your 2020 tax confession trap form that you were deceived into filing, just like they made you have, folks. Folks, if you filed, don't feel bad. You're like the guy that was deceived. You're taking the flu shot, the corona jab, before you knew better. Once you got educated, you stopped the jabs, right? Same here. All this is caused because you were deceived into filling out his confession forms, okay? So, they claim you owe them $5,800 for 2020, and they got some numbers on there, cranked up in there, as the why, okay? And all these pages are sent to you are all dumb computer-generated letters. The letter has no legal value at all. It's the informal proposal by the IRS. Legally means zero. There's no place in the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, that allows the IRS by sending these letters like this to assess or determine taxes on you. All of this gobbledygook, minutia, small print, none of it allows for this. So this letter can be ignored. Okay? But I'm going to give advice for the next steps. Okay?
Okay.
So you took a 401k withdrawal and the Fidelity, the biggest 401k administrator in America, retirement account. They didn't tell you you're going to owe income tax on it. Well, guess what? You never owed income tax on it at all in the first place. You
right.
didn't. Okay? So don't say they didn't tell you you was going to owe income tax. You never owed income tax in the first place, Armand. You got to get that in your head. Okay? Reprogram yourself about the jab. It's not good for you. It's actually bad for you. Okay? You never owed them in the first place. Okay? And then so, and you're working with your CPA, and CPA, you see, it's filing just the 8915E4 that I signed my life away and own income tax, or am I able to follow the steps, not pay this tax? Well, guess what, Armandino? You don't own anything at all. This means zero. Trash. FBI is supposed to come after you. Okay? Let me tell you more good news. If they want to come after you, they must issue you a formal letter by certified mail called a notice of deficiency or shortage on the tax confession trap form you gave them. And that gives you the right to due process of law, to go to court, a court hearing in tax court to challenge IRS. That's right. There in tax court, you can duke it out with the IRS to determine how much the tax may be or not. And the fact is only under 30 U.S. tax courts judges for the whole USA. There are over 300 million people. Under 30 tax court judges. Folks, that's less than one U.S. tax court judge per 100,000 plus Americans. There is not enough of them. They cannot handle such a large volume of cases. So IRS knows that. They don't want to kill their own judges with overwork. So they will not issue a notice of deficiency, which gives you a legal right to go to court and take the judge's time. And even if they do, guess what? The IRS lawyer is under pressure by the judge. Says, hey, you are the professional, okay? You settle as many of these cases, especially small ones, because I don't want to hear them. I don't have time. If I'm going to hear any cases, it better be big, okay? It better be something really worth taking my time. So the tax court, the government's IRS lawyer, when it comes to small cases like this, even if they take you in there, if you give them a challenge and a hard time, we probably just get rid of this thing, zero it out, or sell it maybe for $1,000 just to make it all go away. Yeah, if you exercise your right to a trial. You have a right to a trial. It's a nonsense that people believe that IRS will take my stuff. The reason they take your stuff right away is because bookkeepers, accountants, and old agents, CPAs, know zero, near zero about the law. They pretend to know the law, but these accountants do not know the Internal Revenue Code. They just know how to fill out forms. Yes, how to fill out the forms for the IRS. Even tax lawyers, many of them are incompetent, and they're very expensive anyhow, even if they're ever competent to help you out. You can't afford them, right? But as Freedom Law School, I teach you the law, legal procedure, your right to beat them, and they can beat them. So this is no problem, Armandino. Your stupidest audience, you know how corrupt the criminal system is? You can, from here forward, stop and filing of 1040 income tax confession forms. Stop supporting the swamp. Help yourself, your family, and join in restoring the freedom plan, folks. It's a pleasure, it's an honor, folks, for me to have not paid IRS any income tax or filed for 30 years. You don't have that honor and pleasure and take part in freedom? You can. All right, Armando, does it help you? Any other questions?
Yes, I just wanted to clarify. I didn't file the 1040 back in 20 for the 401k withdrawal.
And what about it?
Sorry. Oh, but I did file the 8915
for the last 2 months with the CPA.
Is that the same as a 1040 form?
You didn't file 1040 for 2020?
No, I did not file the 1040. Well, I did file a 1040, but not – I didn't include the 401k withdrawal because at the time that I was going to, you know, owe the income tax at that time in 2020.
Okay, so you did not – you did file a 1040. We just did not list the 401k withdrawal on there. That's all, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You did file it. Okay. So it's the qualified 2020 disaster retirement plan thing. Look, I don't know exactly what you filed. Honestly, I don't know all these IRS forms. And I don't care. Doesn't matter. Okay. You did or did not file the form. Who cares? Here's the form. I found it online that you filled out. Doesn't matter. Just stop filling out these doggone forms, folks. Stop filling them out. See, they got you whipped here. They got you thinking that, oh, somebody will check my form and notice the mistake. They don't do that, folks. They're too busy. They're understaffed. The thing just goes through, they accept your tax confession forms as is. Sometimes the computer may catch it and send you a letter like this one, sometimes not. And then they'll leave you alone. Just don't let them intimidate you, my friend. So don't, bottom line is don't do anything else. Ignore it. Simple enough.
Awesome.
Simple
enough. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Armand, you know. My friend, let's go to our next caller from Pasco County, Florida, looks like. We got area code 727. Okay, call, give me your first name. You heard about us, and then your question, please.
Stu Peters.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you heard us from Stu Peters, and your name is?
Mark Jeffrey.
All right, just first name for your privacy. All right.
Thank you.
Mark, what is your question, my friend?
A longtime tax filer for 40 years, was in the crosshairs of this agency back in 2011, and due to real estate had to file bankruptcy and got involved with IRS audits in conjunction with them looking at all of my businesses between 2011 up until currently, to the point that they've tried to garnish wages, which they successfully did for 2 days until I rectified that whole situation, now with the tax debt of several hundred thousand dollars. Moving forward, evidently I see a play for your Freedom Law School. However, going back over the past several years, would your organization be able to help me combat them and stop them from this evil witch hunt, shall we say?
Well, it depends on how you define help. As far as being a magician, may the old stuff go away? No, I'm not a magician. I got to be honest with you, okay? As far as helping you, yes. I can definitely help you realistically based upon the past mistakes of you and your so-called professionals, what they got you into, I can definitely help you minimize the damage, but possibly completely eliminate it. I don't know. I need to see your paperwork, just like if you call a doctor on the phone. Doctor, I got back pain, neck pain, eye problem, knee problem. You know, my stomach bothers me. Can you help me with that? Well, I can help you. You got to come for an examination, full exam analysis, and based on how bad your latest situation is, I can do a little or a lot for you, right? That's what you got. You got with Freedom Law School, a 30-year-plus experience, doctor of freedom, to analyze it and help you with your back problems also, my friend. Not to mention,
okay,
the key is for me forward to be free, but we minimize the problems of the past.
Okay, perfect, because I did send in the information via snail mail earlier this week, and I spoke to someone in your organization who said we can schedule a one-on-one call once that is obtained and I can download information.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
And you live in Pasco County? You're not that far from us in Hernando. All right. Very good, neighbor. Nice to meet you on the phone, Mark.
Thank you.
Let's put the call number on the screen, folks, before I go to the next call from area code 516. If you have a question, folks, dial 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Press 1. That will let me know you have a question. 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Press 1. That will let me know you have a question. And I'm going to take you next after a caller from New York. Area code 516-77. Okay. And then after him, let's see. That's it. Yeah, he's the last caller right now. Very good. Call from area code 516. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Sure. Hi, Payman. My name is Randy. And, God, I heard from about you, oh, God, 10 years ago on YouTube. And thank you for all you do. I have three questions. First question is, I did just move. So do you have to notify the IRS of your new address?
Yes, it's a very good idea that when you do move to give them your address, you can send a letter to the IRS agent you may have dealt with, or just them, their headquarters in D.C. That's fine. You can do that by certified mail, though. Make sure you have the proof that you gave them your new address. So down the road, if they send a letter to the wrong address, you know, and you had an opportunity to go to tax court and challenge them, but you didn't, because the letter IRS said that was the wrong address, right? The notice of deficiency was the wrong address. You can catch them at that. Say, look, you denied me my due process. You can zero out the whole thing later on at the collection due process hearing stage, which, again, they must send you a letter by certified mail. So it's very important that if you do move, give them your new address. It could be your home address, business address, private mailbox place, PO box, your mother or brother's address. It doesn't matter. Whatever you can check the mail and get it just in case, give them some address that you get in the mail regularly.
Okay. Should I ask them how much I owe? I know I don't owe anything, but in that letter of the change of address, should I just say, would you please just let me know how much you think I owe?
Well, you can ask it, but IRS agents are so poorly trained and ignorant. They will not answer you, okay? They won't, and ignore you. And to give that information to you, you must prove to them you are who you are. So you have to send them a copy of your ID, you know, that type of thing. So Why bother? You owe them nothing. You're good enough. Okay?
Okay.
If you want to do one of those, you have to file a special form. If you want to get a balance of your accounts, there's a special form you have to fill out. But I wouldn't bother with it if I was you.
You know, being in New York, I got a third party, what do they call it, annual notice of tax delinquency, and it's from a debt collection agency. You know, they third partied it out, the Internal Revenue Service. Have you heard of this? They did a third party, they gave it to a third party, and I'm receiving letters from them. Have you ever heard of this?
Of course. See, the IRS of 2023 is not the IRS of 1960s through 2000 years. That IRS was powerful. KGB beat you over the head. It's dead. IRS is so broken down, this communist entity, which no one owns. There's no responsibility. These people are hired off the street based upon their LGBTQ plus whatever status, minority status, when they're not anything as far away from straight white male, competent they can get for them, the better. There's a fill up positions. They get nothing done. So they're so incompetent and lazy that Congress allowed them to give these collection cases to toothless, literally toothless, private collection agencies, which all they can do is send you a letter begging you to please pay us. The IRS says you owe them money, you know, you should pay us, you know. But they have no power to go take your paycheck or bank accounts. So you can ignore them. I've seen cases that IRS, these third parties claim that the man owes the IRS $50,000, $60,000. One case I got 4 years ago for the corona hoax, it was over $280,000 that the IRS is so lazy and incompetent, they give to a toothless private collection agency like the one you got. So don't worry about it. You're good. Stop and filing and paying income taxes. And Bobby, consider leaving that communist state of New York. Come to free state of Florida. You don't belong in there. You're among those communists, do you? What? How come you haven't moved yet, Randy?
Right. Am I able to move right now? No, I'm not able to move just yet.
All right. Well, need some help?
But
we'll love to help you, brother.
Right. I'm really looking into your freedom package there. Thank you so much for all you do again.
You're most welcome. My friend, my pleasure. All right, we got to take another caller with a question. Call from area code 973. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name. Hi,
my name is Chad.
Chad.
My name is Chad.
Spell Chad. Okay. Chad, okay, good. And how did you hear about us?
I heard about you on from Stu Peters.
Very good. And how may I help you?
My question is this. I want to start an online business, and I saw some videos of yours saying that a person can open one in like Wyoming with a registered agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in New Jersey, so would you be able to help me out with that? I open it over there, but you guys take care of the whole taxes thing, so I don't have to pay federal taxes or have my online business over there in Wyoming.
Chad, you don't owe any federal income taxes, period. Whether you do it as a sole proprietorship in New Jersey or you create a Wyoming LLC, which are very good privacy-oriented entities. And either
but
way,
I don't want to pay state taxes either. That's the reason why
you don't
want to
pay what taxes? What taxes?
I don't want to pay state. I don't want to pay state taxes either because I'm in New Jersey.
Right. Well, then you can, you know, you can, you know, the main thing about that is that your business should be set up and operated from another state besides New Jersey. New Jersey is one of those four states that has its own income tax system independent of the federal system. Okay. So if your business is headquartered right out of New Jersey, that business must pay New Jersey state income tax. If it's not, you can base it out of Tennessee, out of Florida, Texas, you know, New Hampshire, that then it doesn't. So all those things are options available to you. That's one of the beauties of the American system. We have 50 countries to choose. You don't have to run your business from that communist state of New Jersey. Okay, you can run out of state income tax state very easily. And then Wyoming LLC is a good idea. And as a Restore Freedom Plan member, we can refer you to estate planning experts, business planning experts, and help you properly do that.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Any other questions? Any other questions?
Yeah, I have one more. If I headquarter a business, not online, but out of Wyoming, could I still operate in New Jersey? Is that possible?
Well, there is complexity to that question. That's something that we should discuss more on a private one-on-one basis. How you can do your business properly. It's not a black and white answer I can give you so easily. It depends how you do it.
Okay.
Corporations, they use this stuff in their favor, but it gets more complex. It's not a quick black and white answer I can give you. So you probably want to do a private one-on-one consultation with me so I can analyze your situation a lot better.
All right. Thanks for answering my question.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Chad. Let's go to you have no more callers with questions, so I'm going to give the call a number right now. If you've been waiting, here's your chance, last chance, to get your question answered. The number to call is 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, be sure to press 1. That will let you know you have a question. 657-383-1755. And in your keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. Let's see. Do you have any more callers? Nope. Looks like we don't. Very good. Well, folks, I want to thank you for listening. And remember, folks, be positive. Okay? Be loving. Tell the truth. Don't be afraid. We got a bunch of Stu Peters callers, folks. Stu Peters came out of nowhere about 2 years ago. And look, he's got an audience. Okay, look at me after 30 years. Not filing paying income tax. Free as a bird and not beating the IRS. How do we do it? Two of the keys are be positive. Okay? And be loving. You love people when you share the truth. Talk to your friends. Text them our website. Yes. Email them. Tell them, look, listen to Freedom Law School on this. Not on your way to work. Based upon U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires you to file pay income tax. Listen to this on your drive to work today. On your way back from work today. That's all you got to do, folks. And then follow up and say, hey, how did you like that 9-minute video on their website at freedomlawschool.org about income tax. Follow up nicely, gently. They'll do it. So with that, folks, I wish you all peace, prosperity, freedom, and happiness. I'll be back with you guys next Thursday night. Okay, cool. We're done.